Blog Talk Radio.
As you gently move your attention into the region between your eyebrows, breathe in the color indigo. This is the third eye, or Ajna chakra, meaning infinite power. This is the chakra of insight and intuition. When open, you have a clear sense of inner knowingness and connection to the quiet voice of your soul. The sixth chakra governs the most ancient part of your awareness, related to the brainstem and cerebellum. Opening and balancing this chakra allows you to see with the eye of the soul. You gain access to your most important teaching dreams and release old patterns that trap you in anxiety or fear and depression. The sound of the third eye chakra is Shabd. Breathe in and gently repeat the mantra, Sham.
Welcome, family. This is Monique Nubia Sunshine coming to you this evening as we continue our journey and our education in learning about the seven chakras. I'm a little excited tonight because this is going to be a part two event for this particular chakra. There is so much about the chakra that is going to be discussed, and we won't be able to cover all of it in one particular show. So I'm going to come back and have some more information and things like that. I'm going to break the show up so you'll get to know how it's going to work and how I'm going to set it up. But I thank you all for joining me. And I do want to give a disclaimer before we get started because there is so many calls coming in queue, like even now. Some of us calls may have to drop. If you do not have any questions, I urge you to please take yourself out of the queue by pressing 1 if you do not wish to speak or participate in conversation, because it will drop even my call. And if my call gets dropped, please do not hang up. The show will not be over until I make announcement that it is over. I will be calling back in. Also, before we get started, I do want to talk about some other shows that I will be on this week and my Elevation Radio family. Tomorrow, I will be on the show with the Kings, called The King Lee Show, and we're going to have an enlightening show tomorrow talking about the breadwinner, whether it's male or the female. So join us tomorrow evening at blogtalkradio.com/elevationradio. I might be saying it wrong, but I'm going to post it. And it begins at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then on Saturday, my fellow sisters, Liz and Cheryl, will be hosting Queen Me Show, which is at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And join them. They're doing a host of wonderful shows. I forget the title, but I would love if they are listening to post to the event page, and I will post as well. Also, we do a show with Elevation Radio on Monday nights called, Happy Hour, because my mind is so wrapped up in everything else, but it's the happy hour, and it's just about having just enjoyable conversation, company, drinks, enjoying ourselves as our bartender, T-Hawk, hooks us up with some drinks and some conversation that he pulls out from the back of the bar. So join us with that. It's a lot of fun. And then on Tuesday evenings, and that starts at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then on Tuesday evenings, we're getting an in show where my sister Liz, Nasir, and my brother T-Hawk will be hosting at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So all of these shows I will plug in on my event page as well as my personal and my fan pages. So stay tuned for that. Okay, so as we talk about the third eye chakra, our sixth chakra, it is called our ajna in Sanskrit terms. What we're going to talk about today and what we're going to cover today is basically going to be the basic understanding of the third eye chakra. And so in this particular show, we're going to learn about what your third eye chakra does, what it is all about, where in the body that it represents, or where in your mind, body, spirit that it represents. And we're going to talk a little bit about the kundalini and awakening our third eye chakra and some of the blockages. And then next week when I come to you, we're going to talk about, we're going to get more in depth with the pineal and the pituitary gland and how that works with our third chakra, as well as some mental illnesses and what mental illnesses are considered where it comes to your sixth or your third eye chakra. Very, very important, and I would urge that anyone who has family members or anyone who is dealing with mental illness might be a good show that you want to listen to. So I'm going to... we're going to start with first talking about our chakra. We're going to talk about what this third eye chakra is, what this sixth chakra is. The sixth chakra is sometimes called the intuition chakra or the psychic chakra. It is called ajna in traditional Sanskrit terms, and the term can be translated as command. And although people like to translate the word to mean perceive, the notion of commanding means the notion that the third eye contains not only your intuitive perception, but our conscious. Our perception is not only neutral, but it has a sense of right and wrong, and it can guide us on how to act. The traditional element associated with the sixth chakra, which is mahat, which is the supreme great or great element. It is where all the elements combine to become one. However, the chakra is associated with the element of light, which makes this an intuitive sense because we cannot see without light. We cannot see without our third eye. So in other words, in order to tap into our inner vision, our intuition, our imagination, without that inner light to illuminate our perceptions, we won't be able to see very much of anything. So the third eye, when it's closed, the light or our life energy force cannot penetrate through where we are in inner darkness. So it's important to understand that our third eye is that place where we have not just the outer vision, but the inner vision of perception, how we view things and how we look at things. It's very interesting because in some Hindu cultures, you see people who wear the red dot on their foreheads, and I never understood why they did that. Some of them wear red dots, some of them wear yellow dots. And except for spiritual for religious reasons, but I also found out that the forehead dot is a reminder to use and cultivate your spiritual vision and to perceive a better understanding of life's inner workings. to not only see things physically, but to see things in the mind's eye. So, and it is called bindi, which is also in Sanskrit. It's made of a red powder, and I see it with babies also. They use turmeric as well and fresh lime juice, and they put these little simple dots on their foreheads between their eyes, and it is actually it is called a talika in Sanskrit, but it is made from this red powder. So I thought it was interesting in my studies that I found that, because I never understood why they always had that red dot on their head. Now, it may be said as other things, but that was primarily what I've learned about it. So when we talk about our sixth chakra, the color for that is symbolic of this